Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
My name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, you've been a host of Shedding Shackles for over 30 years.
Actually, this is my 35th year on the air.
Wow. For the benefit of new listeners, can you tell us what Shedding Shackles is all about?
Sure, I'd be glad to. What I've discovered is that everywhere people are under pressure, work pressure, study pressure, grade pressure, performance pressure. Yeah, maybe we function, but it's out of obligation or out of resentment or to get over with. To be truly free, to love others, to be more forgiving, to have patience for other people, to be truly free means not to respond to pressure. At Shedding Shackles, we show people how not to respond to pressure. It's that simple. That's what we're all about.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is all about pressure. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about pressure. I have, over the years, talked about stress. And today, I want to change the topic and talk about pressure, which is a stress, isn't it? From the time you were a little child, you were subject to pressure. Somehow, parents and other people weren't satisfied with how you were. They wanted you to do better. They wanted you to be smarter, to try harder, to please them, or they had some other idea in their mind that to be successful or something or other. You went to school, and there was pressure to study. You weren't allowed to just enjoy learning. No, you had to study for tests. And there was pressure there, wasn't there? And then there was peer pressure. Other kids pressured you to conform, to go along, to be like them. See? And then there was cruel pressure where people insinuated that you were ugly or stupid or something or other. Again, the idea that you had to change somehow. And then there's a special kind of pressure called obligation. Somehow you feel obligated to help. See, so what happens is we're pressured on the outside. I'm going to talk about what pressure is, but I just want to list out the various pressures just to remind you of just what a pressure cooker you have been in all of your life. When you are subject to pressure enough, where you give in to it and succumb to it and fall to it and go along with it, then eventually you actually do think what the boss says is interesting. You actually do think that the bottom line for the corporation is the most important thing. You actually think that getting all the people in your classroom to cram all the knowledge in their mind and get 100 on the test, you actually believe that it's important. You internalize the pressure. You actually believe that your team winning is so important, see? Or that performing somehow is so important. You believe it so much that then you pressure. Now look at the irony of it. You pressure other people. See, you pressure your kids. See, you had some weakness, or you thought you had a weakness, or people pressured you into thinking that you had some deficit, and then you pressure your kids so they won't have it. You see what I mean? And you think you're doing them a favor. I don't want you to get kicked around like me, so you're going to have to get good grades. I don't know. There's so many examples I could give. I just want you to see the basic principle that you are in a pressure cooker. And then you internalize the pressure, and then pretty soon you're pressuring yourself.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
You're pressuring yourself. Now, you got the idea. So now, what is this pressure? What is pressure? See, over the years, I've asked myself what it is, and it's actually hard to describe what it is. But it has something to do with somebody having a will. They will you to do something. They will you to knuckle under. They will you to go along. They have this will that they are trying to impose upon you, and you can feel it, can't you? It's almost palpable. You can tell the difference between somebody when they're good-naturedly saying something and somebody else is there, and they will you to do something. You can feel the pressure. What is the nature of this pressure? You can feel it in people sometimes. And it's very much akin to a hate, such a hate that they want to impose something on you. And it's a trespass, isn't it? It's a trespass of your will. It's a trespass of your freedom. They're trespassing upon you, and they're trespassing upon your space and your very soul. They will you to do or not do something. So it's actually a very ugly thing, this pressure. Now, it's usually masked. It's hidden. It's couched. Often behind a smile. Now, it gets kind of hard to determine whether sometimes it's obvious. Other times it's hard to determine whether they're pressuring you or whether, because in the past you fell to that kind of pressure, now you are conditioned to fall to it again, either by conditioning or through hypnosis. Sometime in the past, somebody applied intense pressure to you, cruel pressure, and it could have been a person, it could have been the peer group, whatever it was, and you succumbed. You gave in, and when that happened, you went into a hypnotic trance, and you went ahead and did what they asked you to do, but it was their will operating through you. See, isn't that what happens in hypnosis? What they want you to do, you do. Now, the more you do it, the more you give in to the hypnotist, and there are a lot of hypnotists around us. Hypnotist isn't always on the stage, you know, in a nightclub. Hypnotists are anybody who wants to shut your lights out, anybody who wants you to conform, to go along, to not rock the boat, anybody who wants you to agree, anybody who wants you to do what they want you to do, and uses various, subconsciously often, they use various techniques. They try to emotionalize you. They try to get you to study. They try to get you to focus. They appeal to your ego. They promise you benefits if you do what they ask you to do, or they issue dire threats of what's going to happen if you don't do what they say. And one way or another, they get into your imagination, and before you know it, you're in a trance and you don't even realize it, but you're doing what they ask you to do while you're hypnotized. But the more you're hypnotized, the easier it is to hypnotize you. So when hypnotists are operating on a stage, like, you know, in a nightclub act somewhere where they do, you know, they have people come up, the ones that are the easiest are the ones that are already hypnotized or the ones that have been hypnotized in the past. See, the more they're hypnotized, the easier they are to hypnotize. So anyway, so now here's a situation where somebody wants you to do something. You feel it as a pressure. They may not be pressuring you. They may be totally innocent, but you're reacting to them as if they were pressuring you. You see what I mean? or with other people, you're such an easy mark. They can see that you just will go along with anything they do, and before long they start to take advantage. See, well, whose fault is that? Well, they shouldn't take advantage, but, you know, you're like the old the expression, somebody's walking around with a sign on their back that says, hit me. Well, you just look like you're so easy. They can't help but take advantage. You see what I mean? So you are a temptation. In that case, your weakness, your servitude is a temptation to them. So I want you to see that there are different reasons why you might go around reacting. But the point is, you shouldn't be reacting. Pressure should stay on the outside. But now you react to everything. You react to someone that looks like your mother, or acts like your mother, or talks like your mother. Or you react to someone like your teacher that you had. So you're just going to have to sort it all out and calm down and use the meditation so that you can take an objective look at your own behaviors and catch yourself and learn to not react to pressure. You want to respond to what you know in your heart. You want to save your heart for God. Save your responses for Him. And don't go around giving up your energy everywhere, reacting, responding to other people, and in the process tempting them and upsetting them and passing on what was done to you. Let the buck stop with you. That's an old expression. So that people who encounter you won't be pressured by you. The pressure that you've internalized, you see?
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles. We've got lots of free resources to help you get started reducing stress in your life. Email Roland now at roland@sheddingshackles.com. Call Roland at 510-455-8851.
Well, after a lifetime of being subject to that sort of thing, you are completely at the mercy of anybody that can exert enough will to intimidate you or to duplicate some situation that happened in your past. And now it's a pressure. So now you become very much subject to pressure. Somebody can ask you to do something that's not your job. You don't have time for it. Somebody else should do it. Often you struggle with it. You resent their asking you, and then you feel guilty for resenting them, and then you go ahead and do it to assuage the guilt of doing it. So pressure, pressure, pressure. Shouldn't we be free, you know? Shouldn't little children, shouldn't they be able to run and jump and skip and be happy? And how about adults? Yeah, we have things we have to do. We have to work. We have to earn a living. We have to help those in our family. Yeah. I was almost going to say we're obligated to. Well, see, there's two ways of doing something. You can do something because you see that it's wise. You see that it's right. You see that it's fair. And so you do it. Or another way to do it is because you feel obligated. All right. So one way to start becoming more free, I'll give you a little hint right now. I'll give you a hint of how to become free. One way is to not resent your work. Don't resent people who ask you to do things for you. Don't resent your family when they need something from you. Don't resent. And that way, you won't feel guilty for having resented. And that way, you're free to do the thing because it's the right thing to do, or it's the wise thing to do. Or you're also free to say, no, I'm sorry, I just don't have time right now. And you don't have to feel guilty about it because you didn't resent him. You see what I mean? So, but as I was saying, yes, we have our work. We have We have things where we can help people, especially in our family, and like that, okay? But couldn't we do it happily, graciously, cheerfully? See? And then at the same time, couldn't we whistle? Remember, people used to whistle? They used to whistle while they worked. They used to walk down the street and whistle. It's kind of a cheerful thing, whistling, isn't it, to whistle a happy tune? Nobody whistles anymore. Yeah, maybe it's gone out of style, but you know what else? It's because people, everywhere people feel the drudgery. They feel the pressure. They feel it. See what I mean? And so they're going through the motions, but they don't... But the happiness has been taken. So don't let them rob you of your happiness. Don't let them rob you of your cheerfulness. See? Don't let them rob you. And your number one line of defense is don't resent them. See? They've been pressured, and they turn around and pressure other people. Now, what is it behind this pressure? See? What is behind it? Yeah, you can even get pressured in church, can't you? Or they, see, either they pressure you, they actually do pressure you. You've got to study, you got to work harder, you got to give more, you got to read more Bible verses, you've got to do this, you got to do that. Yeah, maybe they do pressure, but maybe they don't. Maybe you just, you pressure yourself. See, you are so used to giving in and going along and having people walk all over you like a doormat, that when the opportunity is there, you just do it. See, so what is that? Is it conditioning? Is it a hypnotic trance? What is it? Whatever it is, you're not free. You ought to be free to say yes, and also free to say no. You ought to be free to take it or leave it, anything. Yeah, you can eat the piece of pie. Nope, I'm not going to eat it. You're free, see? And you don't have to struggle with it. Oh, God, I want to eat that pie so bad, but it has a lot of calories in it, and should I? But, well, maybe if I eat it, but then I won't have lunch. Or I tell you what, I'll eat half of it, but then I'll go walk an extra. See what I mean? Everything becomes such a struggle. We ought to be free. We ought to be more spontaneous. See? Spontaneous. All right. So I guess what I'm saying is we ought to be free, and you ought to be free to make up your mind about things, and free to accept something or not accept it. And you shouldn't have to believe some dogma just because somebody says so, no matter how clever they are, no matter how many degrees they have, no matter how much other people admire them, no matter how rich they are, no matter how smart they are, no matter how seemingly holy they are, you ought to be able to hear things. Okay, I heard it. But then you ought to be able to see for yourself whether something is true or not true. You ought to be able to see for yourself. And maybe what they said is true, and maybe it's not. But you wait until you see for yourself. So now we come to something called living by faith. Living by faith. It's such a beautiful thing. And we all know how important faith is. See, we know it. And we know what it's like to be in doubt and to not have confidence and to be unsure. So then we grab onto something and cling to it because it gives us a false faith. But faith is where you somehow know, and you don't even know how you know, but you just know. You have faith, and nobody can make you doubt. If someone comes along and says 1 + 1 = 3, okay, it doesn't matter how cleverly they say it, or what proofs they have to offer, or how smart they are, whether they have a PhD in math or whatever, doesn't make any difference. I can see that it's not true. And if somebody says 1 + 1 = 2, I can see that it's true. Not because they said so, not because the teacher taught me, not because I memorized it, but I can see it. So you have to develop the ability to see for yourself what is true and see what is not true or what doesn't sit quite right with you. And then, see, when you trust in what you know in your heart, see, so everybody's rushing for something and you can see that there's folly there. You just see the folly. You see that it somehow there's something not quite right about it, so you just don't do it. And everybody's rushing for it, see, and they put on a lot. There's pressure, intense pressure put upon you, upon everyone. And, you know, there's so many different techniques, but it doesn't even bother you. Why? Because you can see yourself that there's something not quite right about it. And then when something is right, then you see that it's right, even if nobody else sees it, but you see it. Okay, that's faith. And that's what Abraham had, and Ruth, and Noah, and Moses, and Paul, and John. See, people like that. And people down through the centuries have had faith. Often they're simple people. You probably didn't even hear about them, but they know, see, they know what they know in their heart.
Be like a person standing on the edge of a river, watching the river flow, but without jumping in and getting carried away. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. We humans inherit Adam's nature, so we're naturally concupiscent, naturally gullible, naturally faithless, naturally easily misled. Learn to stay in touch with intuition so you can wordlessly know what's right. You have common sense. You don't always use it, but you have it there, and that's truth. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
God gives us a faculty of intuition so that we can know. It's a beautiful thing. And then what's the energy that we move with? It's an energy called love. And most people don't even know what love is. They think it's some emotional thing or something. Nope, it's an energy. And what is the energy of doubt? It's emotion. And what is the energy of pressure? Isn't it emotion? See, you or some kind of an impulse to conform or to rebel. But it's not love. But when you respond to what you know in your heart, and then move with love, then wonderful things can happen. So I think I've made my point. You ought not to be under pressure. Yeah, there's pressures everywhere, but it ought not to get under your skin. You see the pressure, but you keep it on, it stays on the outside. See? And then when there's pressure inside, you also watch, you learn to stand back and watch it. And you see that it's not a good thing, whatever this pressure is. Okay? You see that it's not a good thing. It's not a holy thing. It doesn't have your best interests at heart. You see it, and you let it pass. Okay? And you learn how to sit quietly and get in touch with your intuition. And stand back from emotions and from all the worries and doubts and fears and images. Stand back from them. How did they get in? How did all those worries and obligations and pressures, how did they all get in? It's when you gave in to something on the outside. Gave in, became emotional, and it all got inside. It started when you were a little tiny kid. So people have been doing a number on you ever since day one. But now it's time to reclaim your self-sovereignty, time to reclaim your dignity, time to reclaim your independence. And then, see, when you become free and have joy and have a song in your heart, and you will then have a twinkle in your eye and a light touch, and then you won't pressure other people. Don't be the pressure source to your children that people were to you. Here's the beautiful verse. Here's the beautiful Bible passage written by Paul in his letter to the Galatians. Listen to this. He says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." And then he goes on to say, see, some people got all tangled up. Well, should we be circumcised or not circumcised? He says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." See, love is the energy of faith. So everything we should do is by what we know in our heart, having faith in what is given to us to know, to be free, to be spontaneous, to stand for truth, to do what is right, to be fair, to be gracious, to do our duty, all with love, without resentment, see? And not getting entangled in all of the things that used to entangle us, including obligations and dogmas and arguments and all of the trips that people lay upon you. Become simple and live by faith moment by moment. And then the energy to move will not be resentment or anger or fear or obligation or guilt. It'll be love. And you'll just do nice things and good things, and you'll speak the truth. And you'll just do it spontaneously, and it's beautiful, and you'll have a special energy. You'll just flow through the day. And I don't care whether you're 10 years old or whether you're 90 years old. You will have a new energy. And the first thing you can do, remember what I said, let go of resentments. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.